Our lesson today comes from Hebrews 11, verse 29, through chapter 12, verse 2. Hear God's word. By an act of faith, Israel walked through the Red Sea on dry ground. The Egyptians tried it and drowned. By faith, the Israelites marched around the walls of Jericho for 7 days, and those walls fell flat. By an act of faith, Rahab, the Jericho harlot, welcomed the spies and escaped the destruction that came on those who refused to trust God. I could go on and on, but I've run out of time. There are so many more. Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, the prophets. Through acts of faith, they toppled kingdoms, made justice work, took the promises for themselves. They were protected from lions, fires, sword thrusts, turned disadvantage to advantage, won battles, routed alien armies. Women received their loved ones back from the dead. There were resurrection. There were those who were under torture, refused to give in and go free, preferring something better. Others braved abuse and whips, and yes, chains and dungeons. We have stories of those who were stoned, sawed in two, murdered in cold blood. Stories of vagrants wandering the earth in animal skins, homeless, friendless, powerless. The world didn't deserve them, making their way as best they could on the cruel edges of the world. Not one of those people, even though their lives of faith were exemplary, got their hands on what was promised. God had a better plan for us, that their faith and our faith would come together to make one completed whole. Their lives of faith not complete apart from ours. Do you see what this means? All these pioneers who blazed the way, all these veterans cheering us on. It means we better get on with it. Strip down, start running, and never quit. No extra spiritual fat, no parasitic sins. Keep your eyes on Jesus, who both began and finished this race we're in. Study how he did it, because he never lost sight of where he was headed, that exhilarating finish in and with God. He could put up with anything along the way, cross, shame, whatever, and now he's there in the place of honor, right alongside God. When you find yourselves flagging in your faith, go over that story again, item by item, that long litany of hostility he plowed through, and that will shoot adrenaline into your veins and your souls. May God give us understanding, and let's take just a moment of silent prayer. Amen. There was once a woman who had a very strong faith. She was very active in her church, and she went to study groups, and she was just active in all kinds of ways. And she was taught, though, that faith can remove every mountain in your life. Every mountain. She was taught actually more than that. She was taught faith will remove every mountain in your life. And for a while, it really seemed to work for her, flawlessly. Everything that came into her life just worked out beautifully. No matter what obstacle, no matter what difficulty, somehow it all had a happy ending. Until a particular time when an even greater challenge came into her life. And she kept waiting for that challenge to go away and be resolved like all the other ones. And in her case, it was an issue of life and death,
with an illness that was very serious. And she kept waiting for the magic. She kept waiting for it to disappear. And when things didn't quite go the way she thought it ought to go, then she started questioning all kinds of things. She started to question whether she had enough faith. Maybe the reason why things weren't working is because she didn't have enough faith. Or maybe it's God's fault. Why wasn't he listening? Why wasn't he answering the way he's supposed to? Why wasn't he giving her the answers that she wanted? This is tough, folks, because in every aspect of our lives, we see God working in different ways. And sometimes we get the answers we want. Sometimes we get answers better than we could have dreamed. And sometimes we don't quite get what we want to hear. Is it because God's not listening? Is it because we don't have enough faith? What's going on? This morning's passage reminds us that our journey in this world is like a marathon. It's not easy. It's a challenge every single step of the way. And there are times when things go beautifully. There are times when things exceed all of our expectations. And then there are other times when we struggle. And we may not think it's fair. We may not think it's right. We may have heard within our faith traditions that if we just believe enough, everything's going to work out perfect. I was down at the Hampton Church, as you know, before I started here. And I can remember having a little bit of that happy, wappy faith myself when I went in there. And Conrad, who was the pastor there, and who was trying to guide me along the way, trying to explain to me how often people will start with this idea that God is going to move every single mountain. Not just move, but if necessary, remove that mountain, if you just believe enough. And I was pretty gung-ho and zippy in my faith. And he had to try to explain to me how many people have walked away from the church in disappointment, thinking that God was going to be that one who made everything easy, when in fact, he was challenging them to dig in and do more, challenging them to grow. That he was a God who, yes, could remove mountains, but he's also the God who very often points the way up the mountain and challenges us to climb it and gives us the strength to climb it. Our lives are not easy. And as this morning's passage says, it's very much like a marathon. A race that we're running. Now, for many of us, that race often feels more like a rat race, right? Just brutal. There's so much that's keeping us busy that we're just, half the time, we don't even have time to think about what the goal line is or what we're even aiming at. It's just, can I get through the day? Can I get the house clean? Can I get the bills paid? Can I get the kids off to school? Can I take care of my family? Can I get to work? This huge, huge list. Who has even time sometimes to be thinking about the spiritual life? Who even knows what the goal line is? And so often what happens is that we end up following the wrong goal lines. We set up, okay, if I can just get a better job, if I can just earn some more money maybe and get that nice new car, that spiffy house, reach those goals of success. And that's not the race. That's not the race that we're called to run. The race that we're called to run, as Paul clearly mentions in today's scripture, is a race that's going to have many challenges. And and many hardships along the way. But the starting point is having a vision for what it is that we're reaching for. And that goal is to be part of God's kingdom. To have that place in our life where every day we're building towards it, knowing that we've lived the life that God calls us to, knowing that each day we're growing as a people that He wants us to be. Each day that we're standing up to the challenges that face us and not giving up. Early on when I started working down at the seminary and after I'd graduated from my studies, I realized that it was going to be a day in and day out challenge. And there was one day in particular that was especially discouraging. And I came across this little daily devotional that I actually clipped, and I've got it to this day on my bulletin board. And in it, it talks about the power of simply remaining. Now that may sound like a crazy thing. Remain. What does it mean to remain? It means that through thick and through thin, no matter what, you choose to remain, to stick it out, to not be toppled, to not give up. You choose to hang in there. You choose to be persistent. You choose to persevere. You choose stick-to-itiveness. And I confess, that can be easier said than done. And that doesn't always feel very glamorous, does it? Doesn't always feel like the exciting life we might have envisioned. But in many ways, that's what our life is about, is that perseverance, that remaining, that sticking to it, that staying in the game, that not giving up. Some of you might have remembered back in 1992, there was, in the Olympics, there was a runner in the games held in Barcelona by the name of Derek Redmond. Here's a runner who had worked so hard to be in that race, and he competed in the 400-meter semifinals that year. He had spent 8 years of his life devoted to this race. 8 full years. And here was this moment. He was only 150 meters from the tape that he was maneuvering into position, and all of a sudden he crumpled to the ground with an injury. He had a severely pulled hamstring that, at that moment, ended any chances of winning that race. But the interesting thing is, even as he lay there, his face twisted in pain, the tears coming down, the audience was amazed to see him somehow get up. And he hobbled slowly but surely to the finish line, dragging the injured leg behind him. At a certain point, the crowd got up and cheered in support. And his father, who was up in the stands, actually came down and joined him. And together they crossed the line. Did he come home with a gold medal? No. But I would say that he came home with something even more powerful and more memorable. And I would say that those in the stands and those who wherever were watching him also came with something more valuable. Seeing someone who may not have gotten the glamour of the award, but who even in pain and injury did not give up, but finished the race. Sometimes we see our race as being in competition with others. But it's not. Our race is for us. An opportunity to stretch an opportunity to grow, an opportunity to be challenged, an opportunity to stick with it to the end, a glorious end. We may not all see peace and ease in this lifetime. We may have challenges right to the very end. But that doesn't mean that we've lost. In fact, if we hang in there and we follow God's path and trust in Him, no matter what happens, we win that race. We win with God. Let us pray. Almighty God, our challenges can be great and sometimes overwhelming. But help us to trust in your strength and to never, ever give up. To be faithful to you, to live the lives you call us to continue to serve and to share and to love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.